And we're dancing. Welcome to Follow Me Friday with
Joan
and Priya.
Globally connecting thought leaders in a fun and educational way.
And why did Priya say that today?
Because Katie is, I don't know, in a meeting. I don't know.
Actually, that's exactly why. Katie is in a meeting. How dare she
take a meeting? She's so businessy.
At noon on a Friday when we have a show to do. What is she thinking?
I know. Can I say you look fun and flirty today?
I am fun and flirty.
You're so sexy. You're hot, like you're like flipping your hair in my face.
And you look awesome in your beautiful turquoise blue with your matching jewels.
Thank you. Thank you. So I got this jacket in Miami for $3 at the Goodwill store.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Is it suede?
Yeah, I've had it forever.
I'm going to steal it.
Check out the Facebook Live so you can see it or the Instagram.
It's gorgeous. I love it. And I want to say a big shout out and welcome to our newest intern.
Yes.
Should we throw him on the air?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't tell him that part. David, come over here and say hi.
Little does he know. He should have kind of guessed by now from meeting us outside. This is David. Come say hi, David.
Hello.
Isn't he a cutie patootie? This is our first day meeting him.
Yes.
You've been on the phone with him.
I've met him already.
You met him in person?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So he has a big camera in his hand because...
He does. Show us your camera. There we go. Look at that special Pentax
camera. He's the bomb on photographs. So he's going to be doing a lot of our social content, photography content.
Very cool.
This summer, we're super excited to have him.
I love it. Well, welcome to the show, David. Hey, David, where do you go to school?
I go to Stony Brook University.
Isn't that ironic? That's where our other David goes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. How do you not remember this? The other David, both our Davids go to Stony Brook.
Oh my God.
I know. We should introduce
them
now. We will introduce
them. His name's
David. David, do you know David?
Okay,
We will make sure we introduce
you, David.
David F to this David.
David
All right, G. Cool. So we have a really exciting show today, and we have a couple of announcements. So it's like very, very exciting. And
and
we also want to talk about our wins of the week or lessons learned
for
the week.
Why don't you start?
So one big thing that I wanted to mention was I'm wearing today a little heart. If those of you at home can see, it's an ASA heart. AEX, it's my sorority from college. And this particular one I realized was given to me by Jules and Sin, my two friends. They'll know who they are. But I just went up to SUNY Oswego, my alma mater, this past weekend to celebrate a memorial for my two girlfriends who had passed in Flight 103 Lockerbie. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, it was not sad. It was sad in certain ways, but what it was, and the reason I bring it up, was it was a celebration of who they were and who they were able to bring together 30 years after they passed on Flight 103. And I got to spend time with their families, both families, Colleen's and Lynn's, and my friends, Jeanette and Kristen and Carol Lee and Stephanie and Karen and all these amazing women, Danielle and JP.
So if you've listened to the show before, you've heard this story. So Joan missed that flight.
Yes.
And that's why she's alive today.
Yes.
She was one of a few people that missed that flight.
I changed it, and there was an empty seat between the two girls. So we know that would have been mine, and it wasn't. And I was so grateful to spend time with the Hartunians and the Brunners and really share stories about their amazing daughters. And I'm curious, even now, 30 years later, I would have still been friends with them, and I'm curious as to what their lives would have looked like. So I brought all my old photo albums, which was a pain in the butt to lug, but it was so worth
it. Those big-ass albums?
Those big albums that I have in my apartment with all the photos. You know how you used to cut out photos? Like you'd do a star, and then you'd put things from the magazine in with the photos. I did all of that. And the families, seeing them was so, so amazing.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was really good.
We have a caller.
Yes. No, that we'll wait for a few minutes for that. Remember? That's the same caller from last week, and we're still talking. We're gonna have him on, and he's gonna hold for a few minutes while we finish our intro.
Okay.
So so that was something big that I did this week, and I'm very, very excited about that.
Mm.
Yeah. So how about you?
Well, I had a busy week. I told you yesterday I was like stressed out. And you know what? I don't know if you get to a point sometimes where you're just so stressed out, you have anxiety, and you don't know what the hell to do with yourself.
Yes.
Like you feel like you can't work, and you
Absolutely.
Know you have to work, and That's how I was yesterday.
That's how I've been all week. That's really funny that you're saying this.
Yeah.
Because I was that way Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday where I took my dog for like an hour and a half walk in the middle of the day each day. It was very hard to focus.
Yeah, it was.
This week. And maybe we'll learn a little bit about that from our guest today who's going to talk about wellness and hypnosis.
We've been working so hard and we just need a break.
Yeah.
Our mind and our bodies need a break. Maybe that's what it is.
Right. I think you're right.
So I'm going to drink a whole bottle of wine this weekend.
I drank a whole bottle of wine last night. I didn't wait for the weekend.
You drank three. I called you. I called Joan at like 9:30. She's like, yeah, I was just on my rooftop drinking rosé. And I'm like, oh, I'm sitting here stressing out. Yep. This girl's like having fun.
I got together with my friend Molly, who I haven't seen in like 2 years. That's my friend Kathy's niece, ironically, and she's 36 years old.
Yeah.
And my friend Kerry from the building. And we polished off a couple of bottles of wine and some sushi on the roof. And I was very happy. And then it started pouring rain and we went in.
I do want to give a shout out to Dr. Robbie Ludwig.
Dr. Robbie Ludwig. We just had breakfast with her.
We had breakfast with her. We love her so much.
And if you've never seen her show, she has a Facebook Live that streams every Monday evening. So you want to check it out. Dr. Robbie Ludwig on Facebook. So definitely look her up.
R-O-B-I-L-U-D-W-I-G.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's awesome. We love
her.
And
you could also catch her on CNN and Fox.
Exactly.
She's commentating.
She's often a psychological commentator. Yeah. So health and wellness, psychology. Yeah, psychological commentator.
But she's fabulous and we love her and we really enjoy spending time with her. So we have
And an early happy Father's Day to those who celebrate. Specifically, shout out to my dad, Boo Boo, and
That's
my brother,
right.
Al.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, guys.
I know, it's
kind of
cool.
And Wade. Wade will call in later.
Yeah.
He made wings today, by the way.
He did.
They're going to be cold by the time we eat them.
That's okay. And so this is officially the last week that we will be in this studio.
Oh, yeah.
It's so exciting. Sam has got a brand new space and he's going to be moving. And so this is the last week in our home base. I know, it's
kind of
cool.
Well, home is where
so
the heart is.
Good luck to Sam.
Home is where the heart is.
I know, it is. Home is where the heart is. And no matter where it is, it's where the keyboard is over there that Corinne is running. So,
my eye is twitching.
Excellent. So we have a lot of fun things coming up today on the show.
Yes, we do.
So I'm very excited. And let's bring in our caller, Andre Archambault.
Hi, Andre.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How
are you doing?
Good. Andre, we have about 2 minutes to listen, and we want to hear all about you. You had called us last week to tell us about your amazing podcast, Local IQ Podcast. So give us about a two-minute. What's up with the podcast, and how's it going, and what are you doing with it?
It's going really, really well. Thanks so much for having me on again. This week's episode is really, really cool. We talked to the CMO of Doghead Animations. I believe it's the full name of the company.
Is it Doghead a beer?
She is a legit rock star CMO based out in Seattle. And we talked about virtual reality. The episode is called VR and You, all spelled out in single letters.
Cool.
Which is kind of fun. And you know, our goal with the show is to bring value to local businesses around the country as part of the Local IQ / Growth Lab show / Gannett Media family.
Awesome.
So that's in a nutshell what we're up to. Next week's episode is going to be with a guy called Jackie Summers, Joel Schwartzberg. Funnily enough, his episode is about getting to the point.
Totally
I
two
feel
different
like I'm
names.
Meandering, but it works.
Andre, can you share the link to your show or the platform that people can find your shows on in our Facebook Live comments? And we'll share it with our audience.
Course, of course.
Yeah, we'd love to help promote it.
I'll, go in there. I'm sequestered in my little. There's a little. I wouldn't even call it a cubicle. It's like a little meeting room in our Gannett offices here on 50th and Broadway.
Why are you sequestered?
But when I get back to my desk, I will do just that.
Because of the phone call.
But it's basically localiq.com/growthlab and mouse around. You can find the podcast. There are links. You can also find it on the USA Today Network. It's fairly findable. That's probably been the greatest bit of progress is that we've gotten full distribution around the USA Today
that
network.
Is so cool.
It's a really exciting time for what we're up to, and
excellent.
It's a massive initiative for Gannett and
excellent
Local IQ.
Love it. And we love that we are a local you know, radio station here. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool to talk to you about what a local station like this or a local business can do to boost their visibility. And through you, I'm sure that there's a lot that we could do. So we'll definitely have to chat more about that.
Would love to.
Yeah.
Would love to.
Aw, thank you for calling again.
Thank you, Andre.
We love having you call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. And Joan, I'm always touched by your story about the Lockerbie plane.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful to have a friend like you for 7-8 years, however long it's been. So
I'm really grateful.
And sending out hugs to you and any and all who love you.
Aww, thank you. I would like to think that's the whole world.
What about me? I want hugs.
Well, see, Priya wants hugs. I covered the bases. Any and all who love Joan. See, there you go.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to give her a hug for you. I got it. I gave her a hug.
I have a future in politics, I think.
You totally do. I love it. Awesome. Thank you, Andre. And we love your podcast, so we're definitely going to share it. And I love what you're doing for local businesses. Seriously, it's amazing. So
thanks, guys.
Thank you. We'll talk to you very soon.
I'll put those notes in there, too.
Yeah, please do.
Take care, guys.
Have a good
Awesome.
Have a
great Thank weekend. You. Excellent.
So, you know, talking about branding, I do want to say that we have such a great team of interns this summer.
Oh, I know. We're very
so
lucky.
So we have...
You can see two of them if you're watching Facebook Live that... They don't
Kelly.
Love that we're throwing Hi, them Kelly. On, but they're behind us. And we love having them in. We have Bree back Kelly. There. We have
Bree,
Kelly.
I can see Bree's leg. Wave your leg.
We have Corinne is no longer an intern. Corinne is like helping produce the show. She's amazing. And we'll have to turn the table
she's
on her.
She's a badass.
Actually, we should totally turn the table on her, shouldn't
With
we?
With the camera?
You keep talking. I'm going to turn the table on her. You
so
keep talking.
Corinne has a ton of events coming up for Pride Month. And in addition to being our engineer and producer, we're turning the camera on Facebook. Ready? Ready? There she is, Miss America. She's also a speaker, and she's doing a ton of events for Pride Month. And if you want to check her out, what's her podcast link?
It's called Transition of Style.
Her
iTunes
podcast is called Transitions on Style.
Transition of Style.
And her last name is?
Phillips.
So it's Corinne Phillips.
And we'll put that also in our notes in the comments section.
Yeah,
so make sure you look
Maharin's
at the comments.
Maharin's listening. Maharin, I know you're listening. Put that in the link.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, hi, Maharin. Maharin's listening from home. So actually, also, we might as well mention that if you share any of our social media and tag us, you are entered into a contest that's only for the month of June with one of our guests, Dee Rivera for her Glambition gift bag, which is
badass.
Pretty cool. It includes a bag, it includes like a mug and her book and everything. So it's kind of cool.
She was really badass. I loved
she really
her.
Was.
She had glasses
you loved
on the
her.
Whole time.
What was her tagline? Was knocking down walls in heels
in
or something.
Heels,
yeah.
Yes, Glambition. Yeah. And she's a badass Puerto Rican from the Bronx. And she was loud and
you
and fun.
Hooked her up with one of our promotional partners who just opened her own beauty salon.
Yes.
Got a shout out to our girl, Michelle Cabo.
Yeah, Michelle.
I am not wearing the lipstick today because I'm wearing gloss, but you are.
I'm wearing infrared red.
Excellent. So she not only has a product line called Posh Squad, but she opened 718 Beauty Bar
in Hoboken,
New Jersey. And she does nails, natural nails. Look, I have natural nails today. I have nothing on them. But she also does funky hip nails, like long, pointy ones.
She does CBD manicures.
She does CBD manicures and pedicures. So it's kind of cool. We're going to have to go get glammed up and do a live from there.
Well, we are. Her launch is on the 29th.
That's right.
Yes.
Day after my birthday.
Okay, we have to go to break.
All right, we're going to break. This time I didn't jump the gun, did I, Corinne? Normally I look at the clock and I jump the gun and I decide we're going to go to break now. And she's like, no.
You had like a whole minute.
No, we're not. So now I just keep talking and delaying the break that she told me to go to.
Let's go to break.
So there we
go. You're talking, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to break.
Yeah, we'll be right.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Follow Me Friday with
Joan
and Priya.
Globally connecting thought leaders and a fun educational
We miss not having our Katie. So shout out to Katie. I also want to shout out to our favorite store in Oneonta, New York.
Yes.
Transitions Consignment Boutique.
Jill Morgan Meek,
who is posting the most gorgeous theme photos of her property and the sun. Mm-hmm. And I'm like so jealous. I want to go up there. But without further ado, we have a very bright and cheery woman sitting next to you. And you both are in like such bright, fun colors. I'm loving it right now. So I want to introduce Dr. Gigi Arnaud. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah,
Arnaud. She is a disruptor. As you know, we're continuing Disruptor Month. She is a disruptor in the wellness arena. She is, first and foremost, she's a dentist for a long time, and she's highly skilled. Mm-hmm. But then she became a hypnotist, a speaker, an author, and a life coach. And she's going to talk today. We're going to ask her questions. She's going to talk about her journey to becoming a wellness disruptor. She will share tools and techniques. I can't wait. She will share tools and techniques that she uses that can help us in both the conscious and the sub or unconscious mind or parts of our mind, so we can change and transform negative thoughts and behaviors into positive ones. So welcome to the show.
Welcome, Gigi.
I'm so excited to have you on and to be talking to you today about all of this. So first question is, first of all, how does one transition from, I mean, you're still a dentist, mm-hmm. from dentistry.
Wait, are you hypnotizing people when they're in the dental chair?
How do they even, they can't possibly talk to you when they're getting their mouth worked on. So I don't understand how they can talk to you and know, but maybe the hypnosis part helps them relax. So tell us your journey.
So I'll tell you.
I love it.
Interesting. It's a frustration of mine not to be able to talk. But, you know, by nature, I'm a communicator. So actually, I started in this field. I don't exactly know how I ended up in dentistry, but it had something to do with wellness, healing, and working with my hands, because I do love working with my hands. I always did sculpting and painting and all that. So I became a dentist, and I've done it for more than 30 years now, so that's quite a while. Mm-hmm. I'm still practicing. I have my own private practice in Midtown, and I'm working a little less now as a dentist. Mm-hmm. And a little more as a life coach and a hypnotist. Mm-hmm. And how did I get to the hypnosis? It was kind of funny. I have a lot of patients who are, first of all, French speaking, because I'm French speaking, and a lot of Europeans, South Americans, a lot of people who had phobias as a child in the dentist office.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what happened is people would keep sending me patients who were phobic and fearful, and I thought, okay, I do breathing with people naturally. I teach them yoga mm-hmm. breathing, and I joke with them and so on, but I thought, oh, there's something more I can learn. So I decided, someone said to me, why don't you try hypnosis? And I, like a lot of other people, thought, hypnosis, you know.
So
I remember the stage hypnosis when you were a kid.
But
that's not at all what I learned.
Pay attention to me, you're falling asleep.
Exactly, but it's not like that. I learned with an organization called ASH, which is the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. And it's mostly healthcare professionals. Mm-hmm. A couple of dentists. And I learned with therapists, basically. And what it is, hypnosis is basically, you know, a state of focused relaxation. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing usually with one goal at a time to help somebody.
Yeah.
So my original thing was to do it for fear of dentistry. That was an obvious one.
Well, and you know, people are deathly afraid of dentists. Definitely. I happen to not be one of those. I actually am the other side of the spectrum where I love going to the dentist.
Rare.
I want you to scale my teeth. I want everything you're going to do in there because I love my dentist.
And you are our favorite patient, let me tell you.
I've known my dentist, he retired, but he was my only dentist my entire life. My grandmother was his first patient.
Aww. See, people, it's wonderful.
And he had the treasure
chest. There's a loyalty
chest. Shout out to Dr. Kletter.
Absolutely.
So I didn't have my first cavity until I was 21, and I loved going to the dentist, but now I haven't been in a long time. Because I know I have cavities.
Is a dentist.
My best friend is a dentist. She's been on our show, Dr. Evelyn Barron. And the last time I went to the dentist, I got a big ass needle in my gum. And I'm scared now.
Let me talk about that.
And she was rough. Not my friend. Another person.
So let me talk about that. So that's one of the things. So we use a little bit, and I'm going to talk a little bit. I also do life coaching. So that I got into that also with the hypnosis because hypnosis is dealing with more the subconscious or the unconscious, but a lot of people wanted life coaching. And a friend of mine said I kind of did it naturally, so I ended up getting certified in that too. And sometimes I do them together, but separate from the dentistry. With the hypnosis with the dentistry, a lot of it is people are scared of, you know, injections.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I won't call them needles because the words are important, and in hypnosis words are very important.
Yeah, when you're in that office.
So I never use the word needles, use the word syringe, and I explain things to people before, and then we use, even in dentistry, we use distraction, which is something we use in hypnosis too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they're doing the shot properly, let's say, you know, they should be playing with your cheek and distracting you, and talking at the same time. So I will talk and joke with people and pull their cheek a little, so I'm distracting them physically.
Okay.
Hypnosis is kind of the same thing, but you're putting someone, or they're putting themselves in a trance.
Okay.
Which is nothing.
It relaxes them.
Nothing. Yeah. Well, most people come to me because they want to be put into this trance for some particular goal.
Yeah.
So you're putting someone in a trance, or you're putting yourself, and, you know, people, it's not something woo-woo. A trance is something we're in a lot of the day, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
On our phones.
It's on our phones. That's beautiful. Or driving and you're not knowing where you're going and you get somewhere and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't really thinking.
Yeah, you were just doing.
You were doing. Mm-hmm. So we do that all the time. And with hypnosis, it's trance can be relaxing or not, but for the most part, it's relaxing. You don't have to be in a deep trance either, okay? It's a light trance. And all we're doing is making positive suggestions to your unconscious, okay?
I love that.
So I get to know the person before we talk, what they're interested in, what's important to them, having to do with that particular goal, and then I do it specifically for them.
Yeah,
interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when they come to me, they're pretty relaxed about it. They want to be hypnotized,
right? Mm-hmm.
So it's usually works well. You have to be kind of ready, and your subconscious has to be kind of ready.
Yeah,
you know what I think
it's with psychology too. Like if you're going to see, we're just talking to Dr. Robbie about that.
Right.
If you're going to see a psychologist, you need to be willing
and ready.
You can't go kicking and screaming because if you go kicking and screaming, you're not going to get the benefit. You're going to probably
resist.
You're
wasting your money.
For the most part.
And you're wasting your money.
Right.
Yeah.
So with hypnosis, it can work both ways. But yes, better if you're more open to it.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with life coaching, which is different, just to let people know, different than therapy or consulting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life coaching is really helping people to help themselves.
Mm.
So in my case, I work a lot with people helping their negative thought and behavior patterns become more positive.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this either with hypnosis or life coaching, which is conscious.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's not therapy where I'm asking why questions. It's more like how, where, when. You're dealing with intentions, with goals, and people moving forward.
Mm.
Whereas therapy is kind of past to present.
Mm-hmm.
This is like present to future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's different.
Very cool.
And different than consulting because you're not actually an expert. If I'm with a dentist, okay, I know a little more about dentistry, let's say, or running a business because I do that. But it can be in any field because it's really more questioning and listening and moving forward.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And
together, they're really interesting.
Yeah, so we were joking before that you're going to psychoanalyze us.
No, no psychoanalysis, absolutely. Not even hypnosis.
Well, can you give us some like a some sort of a tip or something that we could, that our viewers at home, that our listeners can take away, that they could actually do for themselves if they're in a situation where they may need it?
Potentially use.
Wow. I'll give a conscious tip because this is something I do sometimes with hypnosis.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, I deal a lot with anxiety with people.
So I had major anxiety yesterday.
Right. I was thinking of you when you were saying that because a lot of people are going through anxiety now.
Mm-hmm. So we just talked about that today. A lot of people are going through anxiety based on not only their own lives, but the world.
The
so
world
it's
in
a
general.
Very shifted.
Right. So
place.
We're feeling everything. Yeah. We're all feeling it. There's also, you know, outside weather changes, which
Absolutely.
Affects you physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, then our own stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you know, as a coach, I work a lot with men and women in their 20s and 30s mm-hmm. and French speaking people a lot. But younger people, there are a lot of issues with anxiety and depression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say one little thing for anxiety. You know, with hypnosis, I do it by giving suggestions, and we do it a certain way. There are mm-hmm. certain techniques that we use in hypnosis. In coaching, sometimes, you know, people will have what I call repeating obsessive thoughts, okay? And especially when you're in an anxiety
state. Like when you're creating stories in your head.
You're creating stories. We all do it. We all do it in varying degrees, okay? And we all do it some well, some not so well.
Yeah.
But whatever we're doing, we're going in a circle, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, I call it a spiral.
Yes.
They will go into a spiral.
Now, I have spiraled.
Who hasn't? Mm-hmm. You know, who hasn't? I mean, we're human and that's what we do. So a conscious thing to do, I often give people a physical something to do. So first thing, let's say you're in a spiral. You know you're starting to go into that spiral, repeating the same thing over the conversation you had with somebody that you didn't like or didn't end up the way you wanted it to. Mm-hmm. And you're going. And an important thing to do is I'll ask somebody, what can you do to stop it? So first thing I say, you say, stop, stop, stop. Just those three words.
Stop, 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 stop.
While
stop.
Doing something physical. For mm-hmm. example, so I'll ask them, what do you like? So for me, I like to get up and I would either jump
dance.
Or dance.
Dance.
You said dancing.
Totally dance.
Or someone I had a client who liked doing crossword puzzles. So it was great for
what
her.
What if I'm screaming at the kids? Stop, stop, stop.
Okay. Stop. You might want to start dancing in that case or dancing with them.
Dance with the kids while you're yelling,
okay.
Stop.
Now, this sounds funny, but it's really to reframe. The uh-huh. whole idea of hypnosis and even coaching is to reframe your thinking process.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you can live life nicely with more ease, more balance, more joy, more fulfillment, and a little less. Little less anxiety and stress.
Do you think that using the word stop is a lot more forceful than using like for the counting method, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Would
if that
count?
Works for you. Now, that has never worked for me personally.
Okay.
So when I say in my head very loudly or out loud,
stop.
Yeah,
it's
me,
a little
that
bit
works.
Stronger.
So it's whatever works for you. Yeah. If counting works for you when your kids
are
yelling.
I've never counted.
Go, okay, there you go. So
I'm going to be walking down the street in Manhattan. I'm going to be spiraling. I'm going to go, stop, stop.
That's right.
Stop.
It'll get good attention in Manhattan on the streets, right?
I probably won't get bothered.
No, you won't.
You talk to random people anyway, so.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You do.
That's a good one. No, I already feel a little more relaxed by even just doing it just now.
Stop.
I know it was kind of a joke,
stop.
But
stop.
Not really.
Stop.
It was actually kind of cool.
Because it's got to be something sudden.
Yeah.
And
it gives you a little energy in your system and kind of.
Exactly. And something physical to that helps.
All right.
Too.
So we're going to have to try that on a regular basis and see what happens.
I'll scream it.
Awesome.
Stop, stop,
I love it. I love it. And I know we can't keep Gigi past this segment because she's going to take a CPR class today.
What?
That's
She has to be recertified.
Have to be trained in CPR.
And today is her day to be recertified, which I'm thrilled to hear. That's amazing.
Of course.
So
we have to do
Dr. Gigi, tell people how they can find you and get in touch with you because I know you're going to be a big hit with our audience.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you can find me on my phone number. First of all, it's 201-410-0064. You can look on the website, gigiarnaud.com. And you can... What else? My email. Shall I give my email
out? Sure, why not?
So it's, I'll spell it for you, Giselle R. Arnaud. It's gisellearnaud@gmail.com.
Awesome.
Look forward to seeing you or speaking to you, and thanks so much.
Thank you for
coming. What a pleasure.
We tagged your Facebook page and we'll share your website.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us today. We're so honored.
Stop.
Great day and a great weekend.
Thank you. And we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Good weekend.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Three for three with Katie.
Hi there. Thank you so much for tuning in to Three for Three with Katie. And this month we are continuing on with our discussion about disruptors. And today I'm going to be talking about a disrupt story that ended up changing the way that we all might travel, but ultimately was a little bit different in how that story has unfolded. So I'm talking about Airbnb. 5 years ago, the disrupt story was that Airbnb was going to challenge hotels and maybe even make those businesses obsolete. And people began ditching the Marriotts and Hiltons for the empty beds of strangers. When you think about it, kind of weird, kind of creepy, but hey, it works. Since then, Airbnb has had a huge amount of success, more than many other companies that have been founded in the 21st century. It is currently valued at $31 billion private valuation, which makes it the second biggest startup, if you can even call a multi-billion dollar company a startup anymore. Wow. But it is only second to Uber. And the best part is its annual revenues are doubling by the year.
We're talking about Lyft.
That's a lot of success. Airbnb. So the reason why Airbnb is so great is because it allows travelers to live as the locals do in the busy downtown residential areas, near the best restaurants, bars, other local hangouts, really anywhere that the local people might live. That's exactly where these leisure travelers ultimately are looking to stay. Business travelers might still prefer the amenities of a hotel, but what Airbnb offers is really the local experience for those leisure travels at a very affordable price, which happened to support many of the local dwellers' income. I mean, kind of amazing, right?
Yeah.
Airbnb's business has really taken off among a particular demographic, that young, urban, relatively well-off. In fact, actually half of Airbnb's bookings are made by millennials or those under 35 years old. And most of them are, in fact, traveling for leisure rather than businesses. So Airbnb really has left an impressive mark on the way that people are traveling to big cities. The share of American travelers using private accommodations like Airbnb has actually quadrupled between 2010 and 2015. So I think it really does go to show that this is something that people are looking for when they're traveling. And I can tell you from personal experience, so many of the bachelorettes that I've gone on, in fact, my own as well, we've all stayed in Airbnbs versus staying in a hotel. And it really does lend itself to being able to have a big space, much bigger than you would find in a hotel room, where multiple people can stay versus multiple hotel rooms with your friends. And you can kind of hang out and just enjoy yourself and kind of lay low in the Airbnb that you're in, more comfortably a lot of times than hotels, but you're also right near all the fun stuff that a local would enjoy versus maybe in a more commercial area or business-driven area like a hotel. So I definitely think it's awesome. But what's different with how the story turned out is many people thought that Airbnb was going to make hotels obsolete and put them out of business. But in fact, what happened instead was that it's been a real win-win for everyone. Because after the recession, hotels stopped building new buildings, which was lucky and smart for them. But with Airbnb on the market, it allowed for there to be more vacancies in these hotels that might have been otherwise overbooked, and in which case their prices would have gone up. So having Airbnbs allows a great opportunity for those leisure travelers to enjoy, and it leaves more vacancies in the hotels, which keeps prices down for anyone who's looking to stay at a hotel. So truly a win-win-win for everyone, and I look forward to seeing what comes next.
That's awesome. Thank
That's
you,
That's really
Katie.
Interesting. Thank you, Katie. So it's so it. Funny. I've never stayed in Airbnb, have you?
Oh, yeah.
I have a phobia.
Why?
Well, number one, I think people...
Move up so I can see you. I can't see you very well behind me. You're like behind me.
So I'm nervous about there being hidden cameras because of someone's personal space that they're setting up for strangers.
You know, I actually think you, yeah, that's interesting.
And you hear stories all the time, stuff happening. And then because I'm a brown girl, I have that phobia about, okay, am I going to contact an Airbnb and they're
You're
not going to want me?
Girl?
Yes. For all you listening, I'm
She's
brown.
She's so funny. She talks about it like that. You're so funny.
Yeah. No, well, Is the person going to be racist if I try to? Because I hear that story all the time.
Totally,
and then my husband's
that.
Black. So
funny because I don't think of you that way.
Uh-huh.
So, and I guess maybe because we're in New York, but I don't think of you that way.
Well, it's
that
always in my
all,
face.
But it's but it's obvious. Yeah. And when you're traveling, it's a little scary. It can be. Absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are my
phobias. That's interesting.
Yeah. But I've never stayed in one.
Hidden camera one I hadn't thought of.
Yeah, haven't you heard those stories? There was one family that went on vacation.
I've totally heard the stories. I just never even thought of
it. So a good way. Okay, here's a tip. So
now you can't get naked in your hotel room.
When you're at an Airbnb, so these cameras have their own little Wi-Fi kind of signal going on. So if you turn on your Wi-Fi on your phone and you see all the Wi-Fis listed, you might see a camera listed on there. If a camera is listed while you're in your Airbnb, that means that there is a camera in your apartment.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is on and streaming what you're doing.
You know what? Think about it, though. Actually, a camera could be anywhere.
It could be well, we have cameras all over New York City.
We have them all over New York City. Yeah.
But I'm saying in an apartment, if you're naked in the bathroom or, you know, stuff is happening, there are cameras watching you.
Well, I mean, there was a situation of the female sportscaster. Do you remember that? A bunch of years ago where there was a camera coming through the wall from another, from the adjoining room.
I remember
room
that.
Next to
and
her.
Pictures came out. She was taking selfies
and
of herself.
She went to court for that whole thing and won, with justifiably won because of that. Yeah, it is scary. I mean, listen, because the way, I mean, they started out with like those nanny cams where parents would put them in like little bears and things. And then I know, you know, for dog industry, a lot of parents have them for their pets, for their their paw rinse, you know, get it, for their pets so they can watch their pets during the day, make sure everything's okay. But it started, they became smaller and smaller and more well hidden. And so you actually probably don't know.
You
unless
know.
You're trained,
well,
you don't know
look
if they're
on
around.
Your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, now it's good to know. Yeah.
Look on your Wi-Fi.
Absolutely.
You know. Anyway.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, that's, well, no, it's not a digression. It's actually related to what she's saying. So it's interesting because Airbnb is a total disruptor in the travel world. Mm-hmm. And people in New York, I know, got very angry. I mean, a lot of buildings that shouldn't have been renting out apartments would Airbnb their apartments for people to be able
and
to pay for their rent.
Would be upset.
And I do get
That's
it
like
because
subletting.
Well, but you know what? You just don't know when you're Airbnb-ing and you're in an apartment building. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's coming and going, who they are, what they're doing. They now have keys to your building.
Yeah,
you just don't know. It's a little bit scary. It's
that
I think it's different from Airbnb-ing out like a private house somewhere on a vacation destination.
Mm-hmm.
In an apartment building, it is a little scary. We had a situation in my building where somebody was, instead of just, you know, renting her apartment out for 2 years, subletting, she was Airbnb-ing all the time. And we knew it because you could see these people going with suitcases all the time. And they'd say, oh, no, she's our friend. It's like, really? Every single week you have a new friend coming to stay in your apartment? So that had to stop.
That's really
interesting. Because it's mostly an owner-owned building. So that you can't have that. That's just not. It's not a hotel.
Mm. And then you think about, from the other end, people staying in your house or your apartment. What if they destroy your space? You know, obviously you're going to have insurance and stuff.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Anyway.
And security. And those cameras, those hidden cameras to make sure they're not stealing
well,
your
you
stuff.
Well, you know, the camera on your laptop. See, I'm pointing to the one right here. You know, you should be putting a piece of tape on it, too.
I do that when I'm at home.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about that. Or on their phones. If your phone might be looking at you.
True. My phone could be looking
at me. All
this
conspiracy.
Well, that's actually, it's so funny because that's why I don't have those devices in your home, like the Alexa or the other one.
Oh,
I don't have it in my house.
So my cousin
it's kind of scary to
my
me.
My cousin just got rid of hers because it knew too much.
Yes.
Like she was just like, freaked out by it, you know. And then I have another friend who
talk about Big Brother listening.
Yeah, I have another friend who her whole house is smart.
Yeah.
So it's just like she couldn't escape.
So my house is not smart. Mine is the unsmart house.
Unsmart house, the doggy house.
The unsmart house, yeah. Oh, goodness.
So we're
gracious.
Waiting for Chef Waidini to call in.
Chef Waidini, who did not make us food. So it was Wade made.
No, he
what
made
Wade
food.
Made last week.
Oh, last week.
It was not what Wade
no,
made.
No, he gave a
it's
tip.
Wade didn't make.
He gave a tip. But today,
I don't know if I can
Wayne's
recover from that.
What? Yeah. So today he was just like, I got to make food or Joan's going to bitch to me.
That's right. But in the meantime, before he calls in, let's shout out to our friend Gary Cohen.
Gary Cohen.
I want to shout out. I'm wearing my earrings today again.
You are?
That he gifted me, which are fabulous
earrings.
Silver earrings. You have to come in.
I want earrings.
You have to come
Gary.
In and pick out a pair. Yeah. Gary
you
Cohen.
Need to have Chinese
we love
food
Gary
with him.
Cohen. And a big shout out to Lauren's Crazy Pet Show. So Lauren was our guest caller last week.
Yeah.
And it was her birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to Lauren. Yep.
Oh, wait. Okay, so Ivana,
yes.
Our video intern, her birthday was on the first. She's not even here today.
I know,
we can't even
shout
like,
out to her anyway,
put her on
too.
The spot,
yeah.
But next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Actually,
Monday,
wait. No,
you.
I'm sorry. Lauren's birthday was Wednesday, not yesterday. It was on Wednesday, the 12th.
Oh.
So shout out to Lauren, and her show is going to air on WRNN Network around the tri-state area
mm-hmm.
beginning July 1st, and we are so excited to keep promoting that show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we
Very
have
cool.
Chef Waidini
so
on the
Chef
line.
So, Chef Waidini, we were waiting for you to eat our chicken wings.
Are you there?
What's up, ladies? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So, what did Chef Wade made today?
What Wade
oh,
made?
Man,
what
Joan,
Wade
you know,
made?
This week I had to feed you.
Isn't that
I
cool that
you,
I came
Joan,
up with
I
that
had
hashtag?
To feed you. I could not come empty-handed this time.
Look
and
at
this.
And
this week, I have for you Wade's Wings. But
Wade's
this
Wings.
This version of Wade's Wings is lemon pepper wings.
Ooh, I like lemon
like
pepper.
1001 flavors. And this week I want to give you something a little more zesty and citricy acidy.
Okay.
Nice. So
I like that.
So
right,
what you're seeing right
you
there is lemon pepper wings. Nice, spicy, zesty, lemony flavor.
Jealous
try them out.
At home.
Show them to the audience. I wish you guys
I
had
get these
vision
all
and taste
the time.
Vision so you could actually see what's going on.
Corinne, would you like
all right,
one?
Ready? I'm going to try it. So you talk.
You don't want wings?
Okay.
Oh, wait,
right.
Oh yeah,
so
you're working.
Basically,
sorry.
Let me tell you what's in these wings. And it's not hard to make lemon pepper wings. Have yourself a nice
here,
little zester or whatever you can use to, like, get some lemon extract, get some salt, get some black pepper, get the lemon zest and extract it.
It's cold
and add some
it
garlic. And you put them all together in a batter of flour with that black pepper all over it. And you fry them, deep fry them for 6 minutes, nice and crispy. Mm. Put them in your mouth and taste that lemon zest.
My headphones are
falling off. Num, 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 num. Awesome. I love it. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good, Chef Waidini. So
what makes your wings different
exactly.
from other wings?
What's that?
What makes your wings different from everybody else's? We're trying to ask you questions while we're stuffing our face.
We're stuffing our face. You talk.
Yeah.
Don't make me talk.
All I heard was, what makes the wings That's what I heard.
Go ahead. Talk, dude.
Okay. So, well, to be honest with you, I don't know what you just asked me, but I'm just going to tell you what makes my wings different than everybody else's lemon pepper wings is the little touch. I make my stuff not from that, what do you call it? A lot of people use that ready-made thing that you sprinkle, the sprinkled lemon zest. I don't use that stuff. I make my own ingredients, as Priya knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is from the heart. Everything is from ingredients, natural. Take the lemon, you zest the skin on the zester. You take the black pepper, you add it to it. You take the flour, you put it in, you mix it with a little bit of love. That's what makes my wings so much different. And I make sure that it's made with
Are you
lot
happy
of love,
this week, Joan?
Make
I
sure
am.
That you love it.
Yum. Thank you.
Wow, you ladies are I'm watching you on the screen right now, and you ladies are really digging into these wings.
I have a hard time eating wings. I'm a mess when I eat wings, so I had to be a little
delicate.
I'm scared
lipstick's going to get all over my bottom.
I got
chin.
All over me. I know. Actually, that's really funny. How many of you have had that happen where you're eating and your lipstick goes
I
on the bottom of your chin?
I have to constantly be checking, like,
I know, me too.
I got big ass lips.
All right, we are almost ready to go to break. So Wade, Chef Waidini, how do people find you?
Okay, all my friends out there, you can find me on Instagram. All right, follow at Chef Waidini, and I'll follow you back, okay? I'm not shy. Ask me any questions you need to about food. Check out my recipes. They're all there for you to find and copy and try them at home. You can also follow me on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. Watch my videos and see how I make these things at home. It's pretty easy, and it's a whole lot of fun.
I think he got so much faster.
Okay, we have to go to break.
All right, we're going
Thanks
to break.
Calling in, babe.
We'll be right
Bye.
Back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
ding, 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 ding.
Best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Each other that this is weird now. We don't have any more callers.
I know.
Like, we got time to ourselves.
We actually have time. We never do.
How
we
freaking
over,
awesome is that?
We overdo it. And she's making fun of me because I don't eat the skin on the wing.
Yeah, she's like, eat,
so
take
she's
my
like
wing.
Making fun of me because I'm picking with my fingers
and
I'm getting it.
I'm
under
like, dude,
my...
I'm not going to eat your wing if you stuck your fingers in it. Right?
I didn't ask you. I did.
I know you're not dirty, but
wing.
Still, that's just like, you know.
No, the wings are really good. They're very flavored. So we're very lucky. Not every show has a food guru coming on every week. Mm-hmm. So shout out, happy Father's Day to Chef Wadini.
Yes, we didn't wish him happy Father's Day.
So is he not cooking on Sunday?
I don't know what I'm doing yet. I haven't thought that far. So we're going to the beach.
It's going to be pouring rain, you know. You're not
on
going
Sunday.
To the beach.
No, on Saturday we're going to the beach. Sunday, Liam wanted to go Pokemon hunting. If it's raining, I don't know what's going to happen.
I know people do that. Never appealed
so
to me.
So Maharin goes Pokemon hunting.
Never really appealed to me, Pokemon hunting.
Yeah, it's like dropped off a lot. Like not a lot of people do it anymore. But yeah, I don't know what we're going to be doing with Father's Day yet. Nothing's set. I know I'll be making breakfast at least.
What are you making?
Eggs.
It'll definitely not be good as good as Chef Wadini's. You may have
well,
to
you
have
know, it's so
it.
Funny. On his birthday, he ends up cooking.
Of course he does, because he's better.
On Father's Day, he ends up cooking.
Of course he does.
You know, because he's way better, you know, and he wants to eat something, like, delicious, you know. Meanwhile, I'm like, well, how do you make the rice again?
He's like, I might as well just do it myself if I'm going to explain it to you.
And he's so controlling. When we're in the kitchen, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to cook. He's like, okay, gotta do that way. You gotta do this, and no,
well,
don't do that.
He's skilled, and he like
and
wants
then
it
before
a
you know
way.
It, I'm like, okay, you can cook. Bye. I had enough of it.
I am going to. I believe it's a lacrosse tournament. I think it's a lacrosse tournament at Farmingdale College on Long Island for my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's an all day. It's actually Saturday night and it's Sunday, but I'm not going Saturday night. I'm going Sunday.
Aww.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. So what's going on with you this week coming up?
So what is going on with me this week coming up? That's a good question. I'll have to think about that a second. What is going on with me this week?
I know this is weird.
Coming
up. We have like all
well, I mean, listen, this past week we had to cancel the What Women Want event because of a helicopter crashing into the building.
I
so,
cannot believe
you know,
that.
Thoughts and prayers go
was
to
suicide?
The family.
Was it suicide? I
have no idea.
Because he was going like high speed.
No, I think it just was.
The weather?
They were talking about on the news. I couldn't stop watching the news
First
on Monday.
All,
we were
what
all
is
together
he even
when
doing
it happened.
In the airspace. I thought,
he was flying to New Jersey and
I thought you weren't allowed
you couldn't
to fly over the
see.
City.
Well, you can fly certain ways, but he couldn't see. And I don't know if the controls were working. They're still doing investigations over it, but it was very tragic because he crashed into the top of a building. They said he was a volunteer fireman up in, I believe it may have been Rockland or Sullivan counties. Mm-hmm. And it's just very, very sad because, you know, you never want a tragedy to happen. And it throws the whole entire city mm-hmm. into a panic. We canceled the event because people were scared.
Yeah.
You just, you know, we've experienced a lot here and you just don't want to take a chance. And mm-hmm. Midtown was a mess. They shut everything down, which they should. And shout out to the FDNY. Mm-hmm. 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They got there in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah. were able to put the fire out extremely quickly. It was... You know, there could have been way worse.
Well,
catastrophe and
talking
damage.
About our first responders. So, did you see that thing on Jon Stewart where he
yes.
was
oh my
testifying?
Gosh. So how could you not
I
love him
not
more after seeing that?
So he was, you know, stating, you know, times and stuff like the arrival time for the FDNY was under 1 minute for yeah. the fires for 9/11. Can you believe that?
Because the houses, some of the houses were right there.
Yeah,
the
and then
houses.
There were hundreds of police and firemen
well,
that came from out of
state. At this point now, it's what, 18 years later, at this
yeah.
point now, more people have died from related to 9/11
mm-hmm.
injuries and illnesses
yes.
than people died
yes.
within 9/11.
Our girl, Michelle Caba, she was there. She worked on mm-hmm. Wall Street at the time. And
my dad
she
was down there.
Covered with soot and
mm-hmm.
everything.
Absolutely.
And she had a little bit of a breathing issue
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So it's a real thing. And they were denying it for how long? That oh, you don't have,
very
nothing's wrong
time.
With you. Nothing's wrong with you. And
yeah.
then before you knew it.
So he actually
problem.
Cried when he was testifying.
Yeah.
And it was extremely moving. And, you know, he's right. It's like, you know what? No matter what other jobs people have, this
mm-hmm.
job puts itself in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have the benefit of proper health care.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of
no matter
like,
what. It
yeah.
happened from being on that job. So no
mm-hmm.
matter what, they should have the benefit.
And it's unfair.
And I actually want to shout out to I have firefighters in my family.
Yeah.
So shout out to Peter Montag, you know, my cousin, and shout out to my very good friend, Jim Grismer, who's a firefighter, a captain going
mm-hmm.
for a higher promotion
mm-hmm.
in my firehouse, in my
oh,
neighborhood. And I went to college
it.
With him. So shout out to Jim Grismer.
Well, I have a fabulous friend in Miami. First of all, my brother-in-law is an EMT for the fire department, but I have an amazing friend in Miami. She's a woman firefighter. And you hardly ever see them, but she's this big, statuesque, gorgeous, long blonde
mm-hmm.
hair. And she is tough as nails. And I don't yeah. know if you guys are following me on Instagram, if you are, Pri_Namard. And you'll see a picture of me dressed in firefighter gear. That's
oh,
her firefighter
wow.
gear.
Wow.
Yeah, I had
it's
taken
heavy.
Some photos.
It's heavy.
Yeah, it was
not
really
an easy
heavy.
Job.
I couldn't even, like, the helmet itself was just incredibly heavy.
And imagine going into a hot place dressed in that way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's all you're risking. You're risking
yeah.
a lot, and I give them credit for doing
exactly.
it. So no matter what. I actually worked with a charity a long, long time ago, September Space, it was called, which was, they did events. They were all about the people that were helping the volunteers. So the
mm-hmm.
people that went down to help the people that were volunteering. And we did, we pitted firehouse chefs against restaurant chefs to raise money.
That
and
sounds
it was,
fun.
It was so wonderful. And each time a firehouse chef won. They are really
of course,
good. They are
they
really,
have to,
really good.
They have to, I'm sure their people are
they
all critical
of them. They have a discerning audience and it's like, I don't like that. Awesome.
Right?
So what's coming up for you?
Well, this week I am filming Michelle Caba. Again, I'm dropping your name constantly,
718 Beauty Bar
yes.
in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yes, we are filming a promo for her on Friday, next
Excellent.
Friday. So next Friday we don't have a show.
Nope.
Because there's stuff going on in the
You're
studio.
You're filming a promo and I'm taking a class.
Yes, I'm filming her promo in New Jersey. Yvonne is coming. She's
mm-hmm.
going to join me that day to be our production assistant. I'm super excited about that. And then, of course, I have a busy week of editing.
Excellent. Excellent. And I'm taking a class. And then we return on the 28th, which is my birthday.
Yes.
And we're doing a Kind It Notes
yes.
day.
Oh, yeah. So if you are listening and you would like to get involved with Kind It Notes.
Absolutely. We haven't done much in the past year on this, but
yeah.
we want to pick it
but
up.
But you know what? Summer's the right time.
Exactly.
Either way. Because
yeah.
it's busy. There are a lot of people out.
Yep.
It's the best time to catch people. And we're going to be in Central Park. Around the 60s, 70s on the
Bethesda
east side.
Fountain area. Bethesda
yes.
Fountain.
Yes. And we will be with our interns and you won't be able to miss us because we'll be the crazy people walking
mm-hmm.
around posting notes.
They're going to love it because I have that special stick now for my phone to
oh,
videotape.
Really?
The one that's smooth.
Oh, that'll be
that
fun.
I don't know how to properly work
We'll
yet.
Give it to David.
Yeah, we'll give it to David.
David will match
yep.
it.
Which David?
David
the
G.
The Davids.
The Davids. Oh, hashtag the Davids.
Hashtag the Davids. I love that. That's funny. That's hilarious.
I love that.
So, yeah, so it's exciting. It's an exciting time. So, yeah, we had to cancel our women's event last Monday. So we're rescheduling that if you're a woman and you want to come. It's a Monica Shaw is speaking at our event on July 1st, Monday, July 1st. So shout out there. I know. It's kind of exciting. We have a lot of exciting things coming up.
Yeah. So we have kind of notes. We have Wonder Woman.
You're Wonder Woman.
And then at the end of July, we have another event on the 30th.
Yes, with Shira.
Psychic Shira,
who's a pet. Psychic. She intuits pets.
And
she
people.
Intuits Hubble.
And poop. And I was about to say poople.
Pets and people.
Poople.
People. We're just being silly. Now
and I've had
being
no
silly.
Wine. We didn't have wine this show. Or gin. Pomp and Whimsy. We need a new bottle of gin. We ran out. Corinne drank it all. You know.
So it has been an exciting couple of months for us with everything that's going on with our businesses, with the interns coming on board. And it really is kind of fun. We're doing some exciting things. And I'm really excited that we had Lauren's Crazy Pet Show because that's going to be great. She airs July 1st, 8:30 a.m. every Monday for 13 weeks, WRNN-TV. So that's very, very exciting new venture that she's getting into. And she's going to be focusing on crazy, fun, exciting things. Like they have a diving contest for dogs and she fed alpacas. People had
I want an
as
alpaca
pets and llamas and all this
I
fun
want an
stuff.
Alpaca.
And
oh my
she
God.
Highlights rescue.
Oh my God.
She highlights rescue and pet pet rescue and pet charity.
Hey, so Cesar Millan just started his YouTube show.
Okay.
And it's so good.
It is?
You got to check it out. Right, I was thinking about you the whole time.
See, if I put it on, then Hubble will bark at the TV.
No, it's awesome. It's because it's him and his boys, and it's totally like him being an old man. Like, what do I do? How do I do this? Like, I'm new to this YouTube
thing.
Is it
a dog show or
no? No, he has a ranch out in
where he
Midwest,
trains.
And he has a ton of animals. Yeah. He has alpacas. He has dogs. He has ducks. He has...
He brings the dogs there sometimes to have them trained.
Yeah, and he's talking about tips for animals, but it's his boys are pretty much filming it and producing it.
Okay.
But it's
so
him.
We'll have to watch that.
Yeah, he's just being old man like, how
love
do I
it.
Do this?
Good, awesome. All right, well, don't go away because next up is Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio, and he is live in studio. Come on and say hi, Tony. Say a quick shout out and say hello before we go to break.
Thank you, Tony
Martinetti.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. So, what's your show about today?
We're talking about Giving Tuesday in the first segment.
Fabulous.
Which is, this year is December 3rd. It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah.
And we got the CEO of Giving Tuesday coming on.
Fabulous.
That's it.
That's awesome.
We have to go to break because Tony's show is coming up.
Yeah, we don't want to miss it. So, don't go away. Stay for Tony's show. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.